This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Seven Denver police officers are suing the city over its COVID-19 vaccine requirement for employees. CPR's Paolo Shalceta reports.
All city workers have to get vaccinated by this Thursday, according to an order Mayor Michael Hancock issued last month. But the seven officers hope a district court will say the mandate is unlawful. A hearing is scheduled for Wednesday morning. The official public order does not specify what happens to employees who remain unvaccinated after the deadline passes. According to the city, about 7% of Denver employees, most of whom are police officers and firefighters, have asked for vaccine exemptions. I'm Paolo Shalceta, CPR News.
A 19-year-old student at the University of Colorado Boulder was rescued over the weekend after he fell down a mine shaft. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office didn't identify the student by name, only saying he's from Connecticut. He was uninjured despite falling about 45 feet down an abandoned shaft near the Switzerland Trail late Saturday night. It took rescue crews more than 3 hours to help him climb free. Some films shown over the weekend at the Crested Butte Film Festival are available to stream this week. CPR News arts and culture reporter Monica Castillo reports it includes dozens of movies not yet released to the public.
Like the mysterious thriller We're All Going to the World's Fair and the documentary All These Suns. Online movies will be available through Sunday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
A man suspected of shooting a Littleton officer last week was arrested Friday after a lengthy standoff. Officer David Snook was shot 3 times while responding to a report of shots fired. He was still hospitalized this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC. The high in Denver today will be 90, mostly sunny. Tonight, it'll go down to 55.